a member of the Orange County Board of Supervisors, and his view of the future after this. E.C. Hooper is a member of the Orange County Board of Supervisors. He says he sees tremendous growth in the past 200 years in many areas, and the question now is, have we had too much of a good thing too fast?
Please let me say that I'm not a pessimist at all. I'm very much of an optimist. I have great faith in what God can do through people. But I'm wondering if we've not lost the ability to absorb some of this tremendous growth in many areas that we have seen, just even in our lifetime. And possibly if we've not become addicted to developed a greed and having to thrive on this in order to keep going. Now, maybe that makes sense, maybe it doesn't. But I believe possibly both of these things are occurring and right at the present time, that not only do we see a great amount of greed and pride and permissiveness and selfishness and many other ego-building traits going on right at the present time, which we've never, at least not worldwide as it now exists. We've seen it in nations, and we've seen nations collapse as a result of this, but right at the present time, this seems to be a worldwide trend. I believe that unless these trends are reversed, we're going to see the downfall of probably the greatest nation that God has ever created on this planet. For instance, we see accelerated moral decay, rapidly growing crime rate. We've already experienced an energy crisis, and I believe this is probably just the tip of the iceberg, that there is more and more serious crisis coming in the immediate future. We've already experienced environmental pollution problems. Keep On is one of the foremost that we have right here in the state of Virginia. But these are just a few of the many things that we're seeing. We see presently worldwide turmoil and strife. Now, in a nuclear age, this is very disastrous because we see more and more nations becoming equipped with nuclear weapons, and when people begin to go at each other's throat, so to speak, at the drop of a hat, we then begin to have probably some very serious conditions which could end up in a nuclear worldwide holocaust. But right even here in this country, we also see runaway inflation. And this, again, is one of the things that I don't believe that we can stand. In other words, it seems as if we see worldwide an overheating, heating in many areas such as economy and turmoil and strife. So my question then might be to myself would be, are we not seeing a balloon about to burst? In other words, I use that term because, you know, as you fill a balloon, you fill it slowly, but eventually it gets to the point where it will not stretch anymore. It will not take on any more air, and therefore then is about to burst. Now, just then, on the basis of that, I say a forecast that if we cannot cool it, it appears that the end of time is almost upon us. There is much evidence that this be true, and only history will know. You and I will not be here to know whether this prediction is correct or not.
E.C. Hooper, who represents Barber District on the Orange County Board of Supervisors, and to look at the next 100 years. I'm Ross Hunter.